And let's go now to line three. Chris Big Dog Davis, line three, welcome.
What's going on, Tom?
What's going on? A busy radio show's going on, and I'm thrilled to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me, sir.
Well, let's get right to it. You got a huge show coming at the Palace Theater, and I think it's Friday night, November 23rd?
Yes, I do.
Boy, I got to say, you were here for the Brash City Jazz Fest and lit up the Library Park. So what came about in order to go into the big theater Friday the 23rd?
Well, you know, my brother, I call him my brother Love, which is Al Taylor, ACT Jams Production, has been doing it for a while in the other room, you know, the smaller room there.
Yes.
And I guess they like what we did down at the Brass City First Jazz Festival, which was so successful with Mesa and everybody there. So we figured we're going to bring it on to the big stage. So now we got some really, really incredible artists that I have worked through the years with, Nick Corleone, Phil Perry, Kim Waters, Carol Riddick, you know, and then we have the Connecticut talent, which is Dorn Tallman, Mike Green, the Family Connection. Remember them?
I
we
do.
We got the Family Connection, Ronnie and Pudgy and them and Bruh. And then we got the singing deacon, Rob Shannon. So we have a very great lineup that night.
Wow, you know, and I've seen many of these. I saw Ronnie Maya and Timmy Maya with the DeVino Brothers old school band with the Harold Zinno Orchestra at the Wilkett Fair recently, and those Maya boys, Ronnie's still got it.
Yeah, man, that's why we're bringing them on for the 23rd, the Family Connection, and they're going to be singing with Phil Perry, which will be a great deal because they grew up listening to Phil Perry and them. You know, so it's a special night.
And was there a famous man that plays a horn from New Haven coming as well, according to the Waterbury paper?
That I don't know about.
Okay. I know the Republican American, not this past Thursday, but the Thursday before, did a complete expose on this show. So if you still have your papers and you go back 1 week, it's amazing. I think there's more people even than you're mentioning.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's the same show, but these are the people that we have coming here, you know. Nick Corleone, Kim Waters, Phil Perry, Carol Riddick. It's going to be a great night.
And I've seen Nick Corleone. He is a guitar player, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes, I saw him with Jay Rowe at the Smooth Jazz for Scholars show. Amazing. And he's a fancy dresser, too.
He's the best dressed in the music business.
And what will your outfit be that night?
Hey, Tom, I'm wearing a tuxedo, brother.
Oh, boy. And is that tuxedo going to be double XL?
Dude, it's going to be 4X with a nice tight fit, okay?
All right, now tell the folks about your instrumentation and what you'll do as a part of the show and what you have to do with the show as probably the boss.
Well, Al Taylor and I are the boss, but for me, Tom, it's called putting music out and letting Connecticut to see the type of talent that Connecticut have, and then bringing in other major artists. And for me, I produced all of these artists, and I think Nick Corleone and I have two number ones together on the Smooth Jazz Billboard. And I had a number one with Phil Perry, which is, he's an incredible guy right there, and singer. So it's a great night for me. And for me, Tom, it's like a Quincy Jones. I'm not so much of an artist, as they say, but I like to produce. And so this is a way that I can produce live with the artists that I produce. So it's going to be a fun night.
So Chris Big Dog Davis, will you be the musical director of the program as well?
Yes, I am that dude.
So what is the background? How much time and energy do you have to prepare for this at the Palace Theater Friday, November 23rd?
Well, we've been practicing, Tom. You know, I mean, up there in Granby Hills, we've been putting it all together. And then that night, the artists come in, and then I call it break bread. You know, we're going to break bread, man. It's going to be such a fun night in Waterbury, and we're telling everybody to come out. You know what I'm saying? Get your tickets at www.palacetheaterct.org. Evening of Jazz and Soul with Chris Big Dog Davis.
You got it going on. All right, I want you to hold your breath for 2 or 3 minutes, and we'll be right back with more. Chris Big Dog Davis. Don't hold your breath. I'm only kidding. All right, now I'm back. Chris, do I still have you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
I wanted to make sure I didn't have some sort of funky connection.
No, we all good, brother.
All right, I have a lot of commercials here, and I need you to help me out on this one because my next commercial is for Bob Zinno at Boomer McLeod and Control Pros up in Watertown, 909 Main Street, next to the firehouse. Open till 2 or 3 o'clock, maybe longer. Call them and find out. 860-945-1300. Now, you have a lot of experience with Bob Zinno, and I need you to give a little unsolicited testimony.
About the Zinnos?
Especially Bob.
you want to hear my story about the Zinnos? Oh my God.
Especially Bob.
Do we have time, Tom?
Well, we have a couple minutes. Go for it.
All right. Well, I was a young kid, and I had to go get a job, right? So I walked in this convalescent home, and there was Mr. Zinno there. And so they hired me. So every day, Tom, I used to wear a tie. And so they'd be like, why is this kid wearing a tie? And Tom, I was scrubbing the floors. That was my job. So one day I walked into the music store down there on, I think it was off Meriden Road.
Meriden Road, exactly.
Yeah. And I start playing, and they say, hey, that's the guy that scrubbed our floor. So Jim Wilkins was in there, Harold. So I started playing, and I brought my first keyboard from there. They hooked me up, man. So what a great family, and I really appreciate what they have did for me in my life.
Well, I understand that Bob Zinno from Boomer McLeod and Control Pros has gathered up a whole big contingent to come to your show. They're going to go to dinner. They're going to come to the show because they want to see your show in the Palace Theater. This is a very, very big deal for Waterbury and yourself, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And Tom, appreciate the time for having me on. I'm from Waterbury. I was born there, so my roots is there. But I have expanded, you know, a travel and to get an understanding and to bring it back to Waterbury, you know. So it's a good thing. It's a feel-good thing. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Everybody need to go purchase tickets. It's going to be an incredible show. I mean, a line of music from classical, hip-hop, gospel. Man, we got Deacon Shannon up there. He's going to rip the place out with this gospel tune. It's a really, really nice show, Tom. You got to make it, brother.
Oh, I'm going to make it. And on that note, some folks that are Timmy Maya followers, from time to time, it's not very often, but over the years, every now and then, Chris Davis has been his piano player. And I remember a show, Timmy came out with a record album for Christmas music that Tom DeVino made. And I think you guys did a show at the Palace Theater in the lobby one Christmas. I don't know, was it 5, 6, 7 years ago?
About, yes, exactly. That was the release of Timmy Christmas record. And to put a plug in, people can still go download that. That's a great record that Tom and them put together, a host of producers up there. Very nice Christmas record.
All right, I need you to hold your breath again for a minute. Can you do
okay.
it for Chris Big Dog Davis? Go ahead, caller.
Oh, yes. Hello. Hello. Hello, Barbara. Yeah, this is Ethel Noodleman calling. Would you please repeat the contest question? I want to win those tickets to Coco Key. So if you could please repeat the question.
Yes, we could. Chris Davis, I know you probably have some contest for the theater show. What does he have to do, or what does she, Miss Noodleman, have to do to win the contest?
For the contest? I don't know if there's a contest going on. You have to go to the link.
I may have the wrong channel. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I think Mrs. Noodleman is off her rocker. So I have a question for you, Chris Big Dog Davis. You said that you started in the Zinno Convalescent Home scrubbing floors with your tie on. What was your route to success in the music business? You know, how did you get to where you are?
Determination and having understanding of what I wanted to do. I think from wearing the tie and scrubbing the floors was that I wanted to be something. And to even if it's scrubbing floors, I wanted to do it my best and look the best. My father was the same way, James Davis Sr. He was the same way. We take work very good and give it your best. So from there, that was just, you know, a thing growing up. And I knew what I wanted to do as, just not as a musician, but I wanted to understand the music theory, the music business, and all of that. You know, more of that understanding of the music business where I'm at now.
As a lesson for folks out there that are trying to climb up any ladder, how have you handled disappointment and continued on?
You keep going. You never stop, ever. Never ever stop. Hey, our dear friend, I want to give a shout out, Timmy Meyer. You talk about a guy that don't stop. He works like 7 days a week, Tom.
He certainly...
It's incredible.
And he always looks like he's enjoying entertaining the crowd. He's magical.
He loves it. So I just say to people, have a vision, have a dream, and, you know, we live in America. Reach for it.
For those who just tuned in, I'm talking to Chris Big Dog Davis, Grammy-nominated producer, Waterbury Fellow, coming up with his big show Friday night the 23rd. Would you go over the whole lineup all over again for those?
Yes, I will.
Good.
We have Nick Corleone, Kim Waters, Phil Perry, Carol Riddick, the Queen of Soul, Dawn Tallman, Mike G., the Family Connection, and the Singing Deacon of Connecticut, Rob Shannon.
And how will the Family Connection fit in? Are you going to bring them out to sing a song? Will they be their own band? How is that going to work?
Man, they're going to do their own thing. They're going to be there with Phil Perry. Tom, this is the Family Connection. We all grew up. I'm from Waterbury. I grew up sitting down watching these guys. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big honor, man. Everything has a position for it. Each artist has a meaning to me. That's why they're on this concert with me.
When you were growing up, did you remember a fellow named Big Daddy, and he had a Hammond organ guy that was in the band that sold Hammond organs? I can't think of his name.
I remember Fat Daddy. We used to call him Fat Daddy.
Yeah.
The drummer. Rock and Funk Billy.
And did you ever have, as a kid, were you out watching that kind of music, or?
Oh, absolutely. Remember, you know, from Woodbury, Fat Daddy was the stuff, you know what I mean?
He was big time. Oh, Al Barker was his keyboard player.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember him. Okay. That's heading a little way back, Tom.
Taking you way, way back. So tell the audience a little bit about your business in production. I know we had you in, but, you know, what does your daily business and your job look like?
Well, you know, I'm in the Granby Hills, so I wake up every morning in the mountains. And I start to create every day. So I have projects on the table, a lot of projects, and a lot of artists that are coming out that I'm producing are coming from, like, people never heard of them, but we're getting great radio airplay. This young lady that I produced from San Francisco, her name is Marsha Majay. You can go look her up. We did a song called Cruisin'. It's hitting the Billboard. It was the number one most added in three categories. So stuff like that. And, you know, every day I wake up and it's creative. I'm in Indiana right now with Gerald Albright.
Oh, that's who Gerald Albright. They said that you were affiliated with him in the Waterbury paper.
Yes, I am. I produce his record. I've been nominated with him for a Grammy. So I'm in Indiana with him. We played a show last night, and we got a show tonight. And we at the Jazz Kitchen. Man, I'm having an incredible time. It's been so much fun.
And are you more in the studio producing and less on the road? And what is your role and why you're out on the road playing rather than producing?
Well, the only person that I go out on the road with is Gerald Albright, because it's so much fun. It's easy, you know, and we have such a great time. But people know me. I mostly like to be in the studio. I like the behind-the-scenes type of thing.
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm out of time. You got 1 minute to push your show and say anything you'd like on Hills Gallery.
ACT Jams Production. Get your tickets, www.palacetheaterct.org. Evening of Jazz and Soul. The number you can call to get your tickets, 203-346-2000. And Tom, it's all love. Thank you so much.
Chris Big Dog, love you too. See you soon.
Okay, brother.